what would you be considering at the moment?
Yeah, so I think for any investor that's looking to invest into SA Inc., there's quite a few examples that we've seen over the last few months where companies prove to be more resilient and they generate very, very good cash flows. And I think one of those was the results we saw last week from Lewis. I thought the numbers from a top-line perspective were a lot more resilient than anticipated, and they generate very good cash flows. And as a result, they're virtually ungeared. They've got optionality. They can pay dividends or even higher dividends in the future. Share buybacks, they can be very competitive on pricing to competitors. And I think if you do believe that SA economy can recover again, then I think Lewis will be a much stronger competitor 3-5 years down the line. And I think buying at these levels, to me, seems like quite an interesting proposition.
Yeah. Buy the share, not the furniture, I guess. Nick, how about you?
Well, for me, I'm going for the old solid fan favorite, Naspers. I think you've seen a little bit of a rotation trade value, you know, out of growth into value during the course of the month. It makes sort of attractors on a relative basis stack up a little bit. But really, it's, you know, I suppose driving Naspers share price is going to be Tencent on the one side. I think Tencent is relatively fairly priced. I don't think it's cheap at the moment. I don't think it's expensive. But really, the shorter term premise would be the share buybacks that you're going to see from Prosus and a hoping relatively shorter term lowering of that discount, which could be quite material. So I think the next couple of months, it's a good stock to own.
Yeah, and the long-term targets are still sort of way above 4,000, it seems. So, the consensus is for much more to come. Gents, we have to leave it there. Thanks very much for joining us this evening. Nice to see you both. Nick Rails from Ashburton Investments, Alex Dace from Umtumba Wealth, Alicia. We'll be back tomorrow night. So have a good evening.